Ladybird Readers, The Enormous Crocodile, based on the original title by Roald Dahl, illustrated by Quentin Blake. The Enormous Crocodile. Picture words. The Enormous Crocodile. Trunky the Elephant. Mugglewump the Monkey. The Roly-Poly Bird. Bang. Bench. Bite. Fair. Jungle. Roundabout. Seesaw. Tail. Wood. Wooden. In the biggest, brownest river in the jungle, there were two crocodiles. One was an enormous crocodile.
"For my lunch today,"
the enormous crocodile said,
"I want to catch a nice little child."
"You can't do that," said the other crocodile.
"Yes, I can," said the enormous crocodile. "I have clever ideas."
Then he swam across the river. In the jungle, he met Trunky the elephant and bit him on the leg.
"Ow!" said Trunky. "What are you doing here?"
"I have clever ideas," said the enormous crocodile. "I want to find a child to eat, with nice arms and legs and feet."
"You horrible crocodile,"
said Trunky. The enormous crocodile laughed.
"Ha ha, goodbye," he said.
Soon he met Mugglewump, the monkey.
"Hello," said Mugglewump. "Where are you going?"
"I have clever ideas," said the enormous crocodile. "I very much enjoy a lunch of little girl or boy."
"You can't eat a child," said Mugglewump.
"Yes, I can," said the crocodile.
"You horrible crocodile," said Mugglewump.
"I eat monkeys too," the crocodile said, and he bit Mugglewump's tree.
Soon, the enormous crocodile met the roly-poly bird.
"Hello there," said the roly-poly bird. "We don't often see you here in the jungle."
"Ah," said the crocodile. "I have clever ideas."
"I hope they are nice ideas," said the roly-poly bird.
"Oh, yes," said the crocodile. "They're very small and very sweet. They are the greatest things to eat."
"I know, fruit," said the roly-poly bird.
The enormous crocodile laughed.
"Ha ha ha! Crocodiles don't eat fruit," he said. "We eat boys and girls, and roly-poly birds too."
He bit the bird's tail, but the bird flew out of the tree. The enormous crocodile came out of the jungle and went into a playground.
"Now for clever idea number one," he said.
He found some wood and he put it on the grass. Then he got on it and stayed very straight. When the children came out of school, they were excited.
"Look! A new seesaw," they said.
"When a child sits on my head, the enormous crocodile thought.
I can eat their feet.
Then Mugglewump ran out of the trees.
That's not a seesaw, he said. It's the enormous crocodile, and he wants to eat you.
The children ran, and Mugglewump ran too. Now the enormous crocodile was hungry. He came to a fair, and he saw a roundabout.
Here's clever idea number two, he said.
When no one could see him, he went and stood on the roundabout.
I want to go on that horse, said a girl.
I want to go on that old wooden crocodile, said a boy.
Then the roly-poly bird flew down.
It isn't a wooden crocodile, he said. It's the enormous crocodile, and he wants to eat you.
The children ran from the enormous crocodile. Now the enormous crocodile was very hungry. He came to a picnic place.
Here's clever idea number three, he said.
He put some flowers on a table and stood next to it like a bench. Soon, four children came for a picnic.
Let's sit at the table with the flowers, they said.
Then Trunky ran out of the jungle.
That isn't a bench, he said. It's the enormous crocodile, and he wants to eat you.
The children ran from the enormous crocodile. Trunky ran to the enormous crocodile. He held his tail and threw him around and around. He threw him faster and faster and faster. Then the enormous crocodile went up, up, above the clouds, past the moon, past the stars. He went into the sun and went bang, like a hot sausage. Ladybird Readers, The Enormous Crocodile, read by Jenny Bryce. Text adapted by R.J. Coral. Activities written by Katrin Morris, with thanks to Michelle Port-Davies. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Copyright, The Roald Dahl Story Company Limited, Quinton Blake, 2020. Roald Dahl is a registered trademark of The Roald Dahl Story Company Limited. www.roaldahl.com